from the Director of Community Business Development Partners requesting authorization to amend the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it relates to the operation and administration of the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Ms. Well.
Good morning, Chairman Mayo and Supervisors. What you have before you is a request on the Department of Community Business Development per the U.S. Department of Transportation that we update our plan. And to do so, we needed to basically review certain county ordinances, in particular Chapter 32, Chapter 42, Chapter 42, Chapter 44, and 5630. So what you have before you is our review with the input of key stakeholders relative to updating the DBE language and the federal modifications to the program in order to comply with USDOT, from which Milwaukee County receives approximately $50 billion annually for its airport, roads, and transit system.
Attorney, there's an amendment to this report. Can you go to amendment coming from Supervisor Mayo to make sure while we do some cleanup, can you explain and state your name for a record?
Timothy Karaskevich, Corporation Counsel. The single amendment we're talking about is on line.
You got to talk a little louder.
The single amendment we're talking about is on line 214 of the draft from Ms. Webb's office. And it on 214, there is language struck. The following language was struck. Defined in 49 CFR Part 23, Section 23.3 under the definition. That language, in order to remain consistent with current federal regulations, should be restored to the draft for that section.
Supervisor Murkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make a motion that we make that amendment that Attorney Karaskevich just mentioned. I think we all have it in front of us, and just defined in 49 CFR Part 23, Section 23.3 under the definition. So that would be my motion to make make that change in the, and I will make the motion to approve everything with this amendment.
Take the amendment first.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion for approval of the amendment. Madam Clerk, is there any questions first? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll on the amendment.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Kwiatkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
We do have amendment, I mean, a motion to move approval as amended. But Ms. Webb, you need to inform the committee why we are doing this at this late this time, and also inform that we are approving this because the timeline has passed, will be passed as of today, so they understand that we are trying to make sure that we get this in.
That is correct. After a subsequent review by Attorney Tim Karaskevich, which he was the first one to review our document in December, but after a subsequent review recently, that came to his attention per Barry Bateman, and we have no objections. It's in compliance with the federal regulations.
Okay. What about the report?
And the report, due to the cycle of the county board, as well as the opportunity to speak with stakeholders relative to the holiday, we bring to you this matter at this time, and it is due on the 28th, and February has 29 days, so the U.S. Department of Transportation is obliging us that we get it in by today.
Okay, Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am just curious, because you said the attorney brought it to your attention. I'm curious, how did we miss the new policy changes from the federal government?
Well, we drafted up a document, and we shared it with a number of people, and we asked them to read it and give us their input. And where the attorney, I believe Attorney Karaskevich read it, Barry Bateman had read it. And upon their conference, it was a concern to Barry Bateman of the airport. And since it is in, it basically just repeats the federal regulations, which we felt were basically restated in Chapter 44, we have no objections at this time.
So were you aware of the new law change? Because it didn't change
anything. No, it was just
Let her finish as well. Supervisor Harris, you do have the floor.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because I thought I read in here that the new federal law was enacted in January 2011, or I could be getting mixed up with something else because we had a lot of stuff coming through us today. But is that correct? Here it is right here. So it says, since the creation of 49 CFR Part 26, governing the DBE program in February 1999, there have been three major updates published. Each of the major revisions has occurred at four-year intervals, June 2003, April 2007, and January 2011. The question I'm asking is, this policy change was in January 2011. How did we miss that? Or did we miss it?
If I may, Supervisor,
Yes, I am.
I don't know about that, too. You got to jump in. Then you call, okay? I don't know what to mean if you know me.
We apologize.
Don't apologize. We're going to have fun today.
You need to get the information out. That's all.
If I may, Supervisor, what I think happened here is that among the hundreds of pages of federal regulations that Ms. Webb and her office had to go through in order to make this ordinance consistent with those regulations, this one item is missed.
Okay.
And frankly, it's a very esoteric item that airport people know about. I missed it the first time around.
Okay.
And, Mr. Bateman drew my attention to it and asked me to take a look at it. And sure enough, it was a significant inconsistency between the proposed ordinance and the existing regulations. Mm-hmm. And by virtue of the fact that it's a strikeout, it leads me to suggest it was just an error in transcription.
Okay.
But it was an important one to catch.
Well, thanks. My question is answered. My question is answered. I mean, from reading this, some of the language that was scratched out, that you can't even use the racial groups that will define minority, was kind of interesting to me that they would take that out. Instead of using, you know, Asian or African American or whatever, they went down to small business,
yes,
enterprise. That would you know, recognize. They would actually be, I guess, a recognizable DBE is what I'm trying to get out.
As well.
Which is kind of interesting.
Going forward, the U.S. Department of Transportation has requested recipients to establish a SBE, a Small Business Enterprise Program, in addition to a DBE program.
Okay.
So there will be both programs, and we will, based upon the opportunities that Milwaukee County contracts out for, looking for opportunities to basically direct to SBEs, which can be inclusive of DBEs. But we will now basically are directed to establish a Small Business Enterprise Program, and small businesses are defined by the U.S. Department of Small Business Administration based upon their size standard for their industry and their gross receipts.
Right. So then it's still correct to say minority-owned businesses?
No, it's not. It's disadvantaged business enterprises inclusive of minorities, women, and anyone who can demonstrate social or economic disadvantage.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb, I would like you to come back, and I'm having you come in a second, sir. Is talk about the new small business enterprises we in Milwaukee County and the FAS. Well, we are joined with the FAS to do, so all the county board supervisors understand the new procedure. We still have a DBE program, but we also have a small business enterprise that we are creating because of the FAS.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mark Phillips with Community Business Development Partners. Some of the confusion is that in this update there are a significant number of changes and revisions. So what we try to do is do all of the modifications first, mm-hmm. all of the additions second, and any deletions or corrections third. So the actual reference you're referring to that starts on line 252 has been it's in essence been renumbered. It was shifted because of the inclusion of that small business element. So that definition is still included, and it's just it now starts at line 539. So that verbiage about individuals and their ethnic background or their gender is still part of the regulations.
Gotcha.
It was just based on the large number of revisions here in this document. We just tried to group everything together. Any sections that were modified, tried to lump them together. And then anything that was corrected or added was added in separate sections. Okay. So I apologize for that. I take full responsibility for that.
No, I appreciate it because I obviously my eyes would go towards the lined, underlined items, crossed out items naturally, and so that's what I sort of was looking at. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Similar to the questions of Supervisor Harris, one that even as long as I've been on this county board, I haven't really understood, and I think it gets to what you're talking about with disadvantaged. I've seen a few contracts, I'm not going to name them, but they have been in the airport area that have been for white women, and I realize that women are obviously a disadvantaged class. But usually how I've seen those contracts come through is because of the financial. And I just wanted to get a little more explanation on that. So let's just say you're a non-minority, a racial minority, but you are a woman. And I thought the way that you could be considered a DBE, especially with the federal guidelines, was if your equity in your business or your capital met a certain guideline.
Yes.
Or didn't meet it, excuse me. And I just wanted to have that revisited because I'm being asked about that, and unfortunately I'm not able sometimes to explain it, and I just need some help being able to explain it.
I believe you speak.
Ms. Well.
Yes.
And Mr. Bateman, I would like you also to chime in. We have contracts talking about white women, and I would like to know about that.
Let me just clarify. That is not the case. No contract per se says white women. White women are a part of the group of disadvantaged business enterprises based upon their personal net worth, which is under $1.3 million, and their business size. So there are some, we do have some white females who are DBEs, but no Milwaukee County contract explicitly says white women or white females.
Well, I'm sorry, I think maybe I was misunderstood. I was using that as an example. If you're a white woman, so you're a non-racial minority, but you're a disadvantaged because of being a woman, how is it that you're able to get that contract? And the answer is what I was getting close to. I didn't realize the number. It's if your net worth.
Your personal net worth is under a dollar size, which is $1.3 million, and your business is under your industry size is considered small.
So $1.3 million is disadvantaged. Apparently.
Correct. Personal net worth. Correct. The personal net worth went up in the last 5 years.
It did go up.
Based upon airport concessionaires in particular, because airport concessionaires are required to have more capital than other areas of opportunities. And so USDOT allowed personal net worth to be increased to that extent to include more opportunities for small businesses.
So just to be clear, that's what I was asking. If someone asks you, why would a white woman get that?
Okay,
their net worth must be under $1.3 million.
Correct.
And I know that it used to be lower, so that answers
that's
my
correct.
Question.
It used to be $750.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Madam Clerk, will you call the roll? We have a motion for approval as amended. Can you please call the roll?
Wyshawn?
Aye.
Kurkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved to approve this item as amended.
Okay. We're going to take item number 24.